Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
A millionaire's tax in New Jersey is one step closer to reality. Governor Murphy has been pushing for this since being elected, but he's finally brought legislative leaders on board. WCBS reporter Peter Haskell has been following this. He joins us now. Peter, what changed for those resistant leaders?
What changed was the pandemic. There was the understanding that a lot of New Jersey families are suffering. So the plan that was made was to take the money from the millionaires and effectively give it to middle and low income families. And that would be in the form of a rebate. So a family that makes up to 150 grand would be entitled to up to a $500 rebate. This is estimated to help 800,000 New Jersey families.
And what can you tell us the details about the tax?
This is for any family that earns over $1 million. Any dollar and every dollar over $1 million will be taxed at 10.75%. That is an increase of almost 2%. The way the governor describes it, this is really pennies for those who are making big bucks.
And when can the low and middle income families expect the tax break?
Well, that's the bad news. They really shouldn't expect to see this until next summer. That is the way things look right now. The full budget deal won't be finalized until October 1st. That's when we'll learn exactly how this will unfold and what, if any, other taxes might go up.
That's WCBS reporter Peter Haskell.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.